You're listening to 100.5 ESPN WTLX Monona, Madison, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio, this is your Metro Kiev Madison Sports Center.
Good morning, Madison and streamers everywhere. I'm Jesse Nelson. Sports Center brought to you by Celebrations Entertainment. Complete event services for weddings, corporate events, nonprofit events, outdoor movies, casino nights, and much more. Go to celebrationsentertainment.com to get started today. The fireworks were on display last night as the Brewers begin their 4th of July road trip out west. 8-7 the final in 10 innings. The Brewers fall in game 1 of 4 in Denver against the Colorado Rockies. Game 2 tonight, 7:40. First pitch for the Crew and Colorado. Bill Schroeder, Bally Sports Wisconsin TV analyst, joined Wilde and Tausch just a few moments ago. If you missed any of the interview, it is available right now on Wisconsin On Demand and wherever you get your podcasts. In the interviews tab, also where you can find Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike, appearing yesterday on Rutledge and Hamilton, sharing this on the state of the Milwaukee Bucks as NBA free agency continues.
I think if the Bucks are healthy, they're as good as any team outside of the Celtics in the Eastern Conference, and it wouldn't even shock me if they beat the Celtics in the playoffs. I think people are too quick to write off the Bucks. I think they're going to still be really good this year if healthy. I think the second year of Dame getting acclimated to the team, having Doc Rivers from start to finish, I think this team has actually become underrated in a weird way.
Metro Kia of Madison, Madison's trusted Kia dealer. Stop into Metro Kia on the east side of Madison or MetroKiaOfMadison.com.
Of Wilde and Tausch. Jesse's last hour of the week begins now. And the podcast of the 11 o'clock hour is already posted.
The way that Jesse promoted today's show on the video stream, both on Facebook and Twitter and on YouTube, was something about Jordan Love being a top 10 clutch quarterback.
Okay.
Which I have been getting responses because I retweeted that post.
Sure.
And people responding to that claim. And I don't understand it. I did not read this story. Jesse, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Oh, boy. Are you sure?
I do so with some reluctance, but yes, because I'm sorry. My first response is, did anyone see the last play of the season offensively before they put this list together?
So before Jesse jumps in, well, actually, Jesse, I kind of want context too, because I don't know where this story is from.
Well, it is Power Rankings Tuesday.
How come, you know, you change the music for Take It to the Bank. Why haven't you changed this music?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Change the whole, the entire musical bed is changed.
Just ask Mike the wedding DJ. CBSSports.com. More on that coming up later. CBSSports.com has provided the power rankings of the top 10 clutch NFL quarterbacks entering the 2024 season.
Okay.
It is Power Rankings Tuesday, so away we go. Number 10, Justin Herbert.
Just wait a second.
How many
Power Rankings Tuesdays have we done? Is there a story? Here's the deal. There's not 10 clutch quarterbacks in the NFL right now. There's not.
There's a top 10.
No, there's not, though. I mean, somebody wrote about it. Just like Jason was saying the other day, is the story moving forward? There's not 10 clutch quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Pat Mahomes is one. I think Joe Burrow is probably two. Jordan Love is not on the top 10. He is not. What has he done?
Wait, I thought you wanted context.
I do. He said it's just a list. It's not like some story that Domofsky or somebody wrote. It's a list that somebody threw out there. The list is bunk. There ain't 10.
You don't even
QBs.
Know what the
Everybody
list is.
Everybody that's on this list, don't you dare put Lamar Jackson on there. And what a playoff
Lamar Jackson,
team.
Number nine. Did,
he's not. He's not clutch. He's a great player, an MVP. He ain't clutch. Okay, keep going.
Daniel
Justin
Jones.
Herbert, are you flanking kid? Hold up. Justin Herbert?
Number 10, yeah.
They blew a 30-point lead. Get out of here. No. Okay, so you got two that are not.
Wait till you hear eight. Daniel Jones, number 8.
What are we doing here?
At least he won a play. Hey, at least he won a playoff game in Minneapolis. Okay?
Lamar Jackson won a playoff game. More than one.
Three. You're 3 for 3 with now clutchness. Okay, what's next?
Joe Burrow, number 7.
Yes, no. Joe Burrow's 2 or 3. Joe Burrow has, outside of Mahomes, the most clutch win in the last 3 years is Joe Burrow. It's Joe Burrow.
Could you make an argument Burrow's win was more clutch than any of Mahomes's?
Because he took down the big Kahuna.
On the road, yeah.
Yeah, you could. You would be an idiot. But, yeah. You could.
This list has Tosh riled up. Number 6, Dak Prescott.
Like, come on, man. Come on, man.
Number 5, Jared Goff. It's an interesting one.
I'll tell you what, Jared Goff's the first cat on this list that I'm like, eh. He's taking the Rams to a Super Bowl. He had the 49ers beat. I'm all right with you putting Jared Goff. I don't believe it, but I can understand how some would. Those other cats, nobody believes that at this point. So, Goff, I'm okay with putting Goff in my top 5.
Number 4, Josh Allen.
So, here's where I'm a little torn on Josh. Came back, led to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Had the Kansas City Chitty...
Chitty Bang Bangs.
The Chiefs were beat. It's not his fault that they can't stop a team with 13 seconds left on the clock. Okay? So, I'm all right with you putting Josh Allen on that list. I know Evan Cohen and Canty and that crew despise him and think he's the worst, blah, blah, blah. Josh Allen is a really good quarterback. He's ranked ahead of Jordan Love in my books. He's more clutch. I got no problem with putting Josh Allen on that list.
Number 3.
Dak Prescott.
That
come
was
on, man.
3 names ago. Number 3, Jalen Hurts.
So I'm torn on Jalen. I actually agree he's clutch. I do. I agree that he's clutch. He's below Josh. He's taken his team to the Super Bowl. He's been a money player. And last year was last year. I don't have a problem with Jalen Hurts being on this list at all.
Number 2, C.J. Stroud.
Come on, man.
Nobody was better in the clutch than C.J. Stroud. The Texans converted 6 of 8 game-tying or go-ahead chances with Stroud under center.
All right. Prove it to me again. I'm not going to sit here and fire a bunch of grenades. He's not on my list. It's too early. Too early. You throw like that meaningless stat at me. Okay.
I feel like there are a few grenades at the bottom of the list. I feel like there are Daniel Jones. And
I meant to say in this case.
Okay.
So, yeah. Number 1, Mac Jones. No, it's Patrick Mahomes.
So wait a minute. Bait and switch, Jesse. Jordan Love appears nowhere on this list.
That's right. Not in the top 10.
And for the record, he shouldn't be.
Right.
He hadn't proven it.
No. Right.
And C.J. Stroud
false advertising.
C.J. Stroud shouldn't be either, man.
If you were going to put Jordan Love on the list, like how many of these quarterbacks would you trust him in a down 4, 2 minutes to go situation? How many of these would you put him
now,
ahead of?
I mean, I would put him ahead of a bunch of them, but I'm not putting any of these guys on the list. There's a 4-person list here, maybe 5. That's it. Not everything needs to be top 10. This isn't David Letterman. Okay?
Well, it is from CBS.
This could be, I don't know who did a top 5 list, but this topic needs to be a top 5 list, not a top 10, because there ain't 10 clutch quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Daniel Jones.
That's incredible. I mean,
how is Joe Burrow 7 or 8? Like, get out of here.
Daniel Jones did lead a comeback against the Packers in December last year. That did happen.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. Tommy DeVito was the quarterback.
Oh, that's right. It
Tommy
was DeVito.
DeVito
oh, I forgot about
that. Hey, vacation boy. Let's go to break before vacation.
All right. Well, if
is
you
your
put
car
together...
warmed up? Like, do you have the time? What do you all have? The music playing? The suitcases in the back of the car? Like, where are we at? Daniel Jones is getting his... Oh, boy.
All right.
You know who did a great job last year? Phil Sims. Phil Sims led the great comeback against the Packers. No, no, no. It was Jeff Hostetler. It was Jeff Hostetler that led that team.
Kerry Collins.
What number was Kurt
Let's
Warner?
Go through. He was number 13. Or no, he was number 10.
All right, we need to get to
Jared
Evan Cohen.
Lorenzen, R.I.P.
All right,
like, let's just start going through a list of all the old QBs.
Yeah,
that the Giants that led that beat the Packers last year.
Yeah, Tommy DeVito, member of the four
shown that
seasons,
picture
if I recall,
a thousand
correctly.
Times.
Yeah,
a thousand
I know.
Times. He's put that picture up.
I don't know how he came up with Daniel
His,
Jones there.
Tommy DeVito's signature win. Is against the Packers, and
Prime
he thinks Daniel
time.
Jones did it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised DeVito's not on the list.
There you go. He should be ahead of
He took your line.
That's exactly
He
point.
Took your
he
line.
Did.
Yeah. Son of a gun stole my line. All right, we need to get to Evan Cohen. I want to remind you that if you compiled a top 10 list of great personal injury firms, you know Gruber Law Offices would be number one. There's no doubt about it. Everyone else is trying to catch him. And that's because they have been entrenched in our communities for nearly 35 years. They have the best lawyers on their team, and they have the best leader, and that is our friend David Gruber. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all, 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666, or go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more. Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. If I don't get out
of this town, I just might be the one who finds. You know what that music means? Time now. Our third favorite member of the Unsportsmanlike crew. Is Michelle Schmallman, has she picked her team yet? What happened with that? We had so much momentum. We'll check in with this guy to answer that question and for him and Tausch to spend some time riffing on the NBA as two NBA experts. It is Evan Cohen on Wilde and Tausch. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jason. No, she has not picked her team yet. We have kind of scheduled that in for August. So we kind of gave the little appetizer, and I think the entree is going to be in August. I will tell you, these other cities, these other fan bases are going to have an uphill climb to beat the Packers based on what you guys have done and what the state of Wisconsin has done to support Michelle Smallman and her quest to find her next NFL team as she is from St. Louis and the Rams are ripped away from her. She's very, very pleased with the Packers pitch. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, Evan, I feel like the Packers are the nice guy in this situation. We're going to
in the friend zone.
We're going to take great care of her. She knows that we're super interested, but she is smitten with the bad boy of Joe Burrow. I think she's going Bengals. That's my take on it. I think that's where she wants to go. And if that's where she wants to go, that's where she should go. So am I crazy to think this way?
Yeah, you would be crazy, Tausch, to think that way if there maybe wasn't some influence sitting next to her, and the influence would be me. So, yeah, maybe, but we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. It's her call. I may try to point her in the direction of, I don't know, Tundra Trio visits, ESPN Wisconsin trips, tornado room dinners. You know, there could be some stuff that maybe we pull off.
Yep.
Just saying.
Okay. Well, I still think there's. All right. Well, we will leave it in your hands, and we'll be anxiously awaiting to see how that plays out. But I heard you yesterday on Greeny. You gave one of the worst takes of your life, man. Like, come on, man.
Thank you.
You're telling me. You're welcome for listening. But you're telling me that the Clippers, after they know the result of how things shook out, they paid Paul George, couple $100 million, gave up SGA and 6 first-round picks and built Oklahoma City into what the Dallas Cowboys did with the Minnesota Vikings draft picks, in essence. And you're telling me after they – now, at the time I understood it, but now you still think the Clippers did the right thing? Come on, man.
Well,
come on.
Yeah, I do, and I know. Obviously, everybody in Wisconsin is buzzing about the Clippers roster composition, so I'm glad we're going there.
Pratique is.
I do think that. We're going to just do a show for Pratique? Wow. No, nobody knows who that is right now? Pratique doesn't even want to do a show for Pratique. Wow. I mean, that's pretty real that you know that Pratique is a Clippers fan. I will say that. But, and by the way, for people who are unaware, which is everyone, Pratique is a wonderful teammate of ours at ESPN Wisconsin, a good kind of friends, who has nothing to do with anything that we're talking about now other than the fact that he's a Clippers fan.
In fairness, longtime fans of ESPN Wisconsin know him as Homer and Gabe's producer once upon a time. And more importantly, I got to see him rebounding outside of the ESPN Milwaukee mobile studios at Summerfest. I hadn't seen him in a long time. We had this promotion where if you made three baskets, you got a Gruber Loves' T-shirt. Unfortunately, Pratique, being the great teammate that he is, volunteered to rebound on a 90-degree day, and he's chasing balls among the festival goers on the walking path and everything else. One almost went in the lake. So he was just top of mind, and I knew he was a Clippers fan. I'm sorry to interrupt. Please continue defending your horrible.
Well, no, in fairness, so Evan is trying to take a shot at me. Like, I don't know what content is good and all this other stuff, and that's fine. But you made this claim. No, hold up. I'm going to defend myself.
Oh, my God.
I just said. Well, no, you did. You did by saying it. You did by not saying it. I am very down on the Bucks right now. I'm very down. Matter of fact, we did our pie chart of who's more likely to win a championship. I have the Green Bay Packers at 50%, the Milwaukee Brewers at 30%, and the Bucks at 20%, because this Paul George move puts Philly ahead, New York ahead, and of course everybody's chasing Boston. That's where I'm at. That's why I thought it was interesting. Okay?
All right.
You said the George move was terrible.
I don't think so. Vegas knows more about it than I do. God. Odds wise, continue.
Okay, about seven responses. So a few things here. Number one, by Jason giving the breakdown of Pratique and us doing a show just for Pratique, we are now just doing a show for Ron and the Key, who's the only person that knows the history of ESPN Wisconsin like that. All right, now.
Fair.
On the take about Paul George and them not regretting it, etc., they obviously love Kawhi because they gave him a 3-year, $150 million deal. If not for getting Paul George, they don't get Kawhi. So based on the logic of Paul George gets them Kawhi, then and they keep Kawhi now for the next 3 years, they still would make the deal. Now, as for the Bucks, okay, I may be a prisoner of the moment in that. Not even of the moment, of the history, actually. If I've seen you do it before, it's easy for me to visualize you doing it again. And I think the Milwaukee Bucks have become very underrated in the idea of, like, are we sure the Philadelphia 76ers are going to beat them in a playoff series? Are we sure the Knicks are going to beat them in the playoff series? Are we even sure the Boston Celtics are going to beat them in a playoff series? The Milwaukee Bucks, I'm not suggesting they're better than the world champs. What I am suggesting is, like, let's see them for a year healthy with this head coach, with Dame not having a summer of mystery, knowing exactly where he's going to be, and Giannis probably a little chip on shoulder with all of the lack of conversation about him. I just think people are quick to write the Bucks off.
Okay, quick question for you. Are the Bucks better than the Celtics after the first 3 days of 2 days of free agency?
No.
Are the Bucks better than the Sixers after 2 days of the free agency?
I think so, yes.
Okay, are the Bucks? Okay. Vegas disagrees with you. Are the Bucks better than the New York Knickerbockers?
I think in a series I could see the Bucks winning, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, there's another team that I would take over the Bucks, but yeah, you're not going to want to hear it.
Yeah, I know you would. I just don't know how anyone could look at what just transpired. I actually thought that this whole trade, I understood it, but we said yesterday it's one of the worst trades in the history of how things shook out, because Oklahoma City went from boom to what up here, And it's all because of the Clippers. And now the Clippers are basically going to be scraping, and they're back to being the Clippers. I don't get why you would say that on a national forum, and that's why I thought it was intriguing. Jason, go ahead.
Okay. Evan, I am in your camp on the Bucks, and we got into it a little bit earlier with my favorite NBA analyst, Mark Tauscher, about which team has the more likely path to a title, and he was putting the Bucks last out of the three, as he just mentioned. And I'm on board, and I know you had a conversation with on Rutledge and Hamilton about this as well. I just want to give this team a chance to be what it could potentially be with Damian Lillard healthy and having a normal offseason and integrated into the system, with a head coach that doesn't end up changing after 43 games, and with a healthy Giannis. You know way more about the NBA than I do, but is that not how you see the Bucks as well?
No, it's exactly how I see it. And by the way, Jason, I think let's be clear, and I don't want to speak for you, but I think we're in agreement on this. Like, I'm not suggesting give this group 5 years. I'm suggesting give this group 8 years, just the year, just a singular year, right? That's all I'm asking for, is that let's just see what happens. And if they fall on their face, Jesse can take this audio, and you and I look terrible as a result of it, that's fine. I'm willing to, like, put myself on the line to just simply say, I believe Dame's going to have a healthy year. I believe Giannis is going to have a motivated year. I believe Doc Rivers is actually going to have a little bit to prove right now. And I also think the main thing that I say about the Bucks that everyone seems to forget is how many guys have had bigger shots than Chris Middleton. And we just want to ignore how big that guy is in big games. I just don't think we are being fair to the Bucks here in writing them off because Paul George is a Sixer and the Celtics just won a title and Mikal Bridges is going to be a Knick.
Yeah. I'm glad we're on the same page with that. I know Mike Tannenbaum has, I don't want to say gone off the deep end, because we love Mike on our show, and I know you guys love having him on Unsportsmanlike. But I said this to Tausch, I feel like we were the warm-up act for him. And he started out with his Jordan Love take being, I would play out the season at $11 million, and then next year I would tell the Packers, don't bother calling me unless the average per year number starts with a 6. Then it became Jordan Love, other than Patrick Mahomes, is the only quarterback I would want to start a franchise with. Then it became Jordan Love is the only quarterback on the planet other than Patrick Mahomes that I want as my quarterback. And now he said to you, 10 years, $600 million, or I don't even pick up the phone when the Packers call. We all love Mike. Has he gone a little bit nuts? Or do you think that he's on to something when we're talking about what Jordan Love's number might be?
Jason, I think the nuts part is the fact that both parties would say no to 10 years, $600 million. Like, that to me is actually the nuts part. Like, I don't think the Packers would do it. And I don't think, I mean, you guys know better than I would, but I don't think Jordan Love would do it either. I don't think Mike is nuts. I also think you have to remember, for those listening, I know you two know, but like Mike Tannenbaum, in between his time as an NFL general manager and an ESPN NFL analyst, was an agent. Like, he knows how this stuff works. Mm-hmm. So you could say this is crazy, but his evaluation of quarterback, he also is the guy that said, I would rather Justin Herbert over Tua, right? I mean, I don't know if he said Hawk over Tua. I don't know where he was with that. But he said Herbert over Tua when everybody was saying the opposite for a while. So, like, it's not like he's blind to the quarterback position. And, by the way, he's also the guy that went out there and got Brett Favre. And Favre, you know, was pretty good for the Jets until he wasn't at the end. So, I mean, it's not that crazy his assessment of Jordan Love here.
Yeah, and I think when you said that about the
homes, obviously, but the
10 year, $600 million. I think if Green Bay, again, this is all contingent on Jordan Love playing at the level he did the last 9 or 10 games. I think Green Bay would be stoked if that, because they can redo it. They'll have control for that 10 years. Jordan will never do that. I think that's the part of it. The $600 million sounds crazy. in 3 or 4 years, that's not going to be crazy at all. Matter of fact, it'll be on the low end from the quarterback scale. Evan, we just were talking about clutchness at the quarterback position, and somebody had a list of 10 that Jesse threw at us, and it is so garbanzo. How many quarterbacks in the NFL right now would you consider clutch?
Define clutch. Like, so what game are we playing? A Super Bowl fourth quarter down 4. I'm at my 20, 2 minutes to go. I need to win the game. Like,
how great definition. Yep.
It's a 4-point game, and it's you got 2 minutes with no timeouts. You got to go down and win the game.
All right, Mahomes, obviously. I think we all know that. Burrow feels like he's got that.
Yep.
Stroud kind of feels like he's got that.
Okay.
I love Lamar. I can't say that about Lamar.
It's not close,
Allen. No. Allen, I actually really like for this year. I've never liked him in the past, but he turns the ball over too many times. I can't put him in there. I tell you, I'll put Purdy. I love Purdy. Jalen Hurts feels like a guy that you could envision winning that. I'll tell you who else. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know some people may like his backup better than him at times historically, but Matt Stafford feels like somebody in that moment that you could see coming up big in that spot. Not Rodgers. I'm sorry. When I think about Aaron Rodgers, I think about individual accomplishments. I do not think about team wins and losses. Those are not the moments I think about for Rodgers. Mm-hmm. I think about Rodgers as, you know, they're going to win 27-10. He's going to have 4 touchdowns and no picks and 350 yards passing, but down 4, my own 20, no timeouts. Rodgers does not come to mind for me. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. He doesn't. Is there anybody I'm missing in that spot? Love? I mean, I don't know. I feel like I don't have examples of that
it's
for Love.
Too early. Jared Goff was the only other quarterback that popped into the list that I thought made sense. And I think you could probably argue it, but I think that's the only other one. Everybody else on the list, I thought it was ridiculous that we even brought it up.
Wait, Tausch, can I give you one that I bet you this time next year we'll put on the list?
Sure, let's hear it.
Is Herbert. Harbaugh turns everything into gold.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence came back. We forget. Trevor Lawrence came back from 27-0 down in the playoffs.
Yeah, he wasn't on the list either.
He was not, and he shouldn't be.
Daniel Jones was, though, which is really weird.
Daniel Jones was.
By the way, yeah. I'm working on a take here. I haven't really fully developed it. Daniel Jones, not as bad as people make him out to be. Not great, but not as bad as people make him out to be. I don't know what
the 40 million is. The 40 million is a nothing burger as a starting quarterback now. So if he is back to what he was, if he's back to what he was last year or the 2 seasons ago when he went into Minnesota and won that playoff game, and I think everybody in New York would be more than happy at the 40 million. I don't know if they would continue to pay him because I think they really didn't want to pay him in the first place, but. Mm-hmm. That take is not anywhere as bad as your Paul George take. Not even close.
All right, but great. We've established that. I have a couple of things for you guys. Or really one thing for you guys.
Okay.
Tausch has a habit of doing something, and I don't want to get into the specifics of what texts are, but Tausch has a habit over the years that I've really noticed over the last 48 hours, 24 hours, of some texts back and forth, of asking real serious, thought-provoking, deep questions on text. I just don't think it's right. He puts me in a spot where he texts me something, and I'm like, geez, I could answer that for an hour, and we have a full-fledged conversation, and he texts it. If you have a thought-provoking, introspective, serious question for someone, I don't think you should be texting it to them. I think the text is, give me a call when you get a chance. I got a quick thing for you. And then you have the conversation.
Okay.
Where are you guys with that?
That's fair.
Well, I totally agree with that, but I'm dying to know what the topic was.
Hey, it's not just one thing. He's done this forever. He's done this, I don't want to go deep on this. He did this once on a political topic. I'm like, how the hell do you want me to answer this on a text message right now? Mm. I mean, such a deep thing of, like, what's going on in the world, because he's so well-versed in all these things. So part of it is I don't want to answer immediately, The other part is I probably need to look up what the heck he's talking about.
I've never gotten one of those texts from him.
Well, I'm not going to go into. Yeah, I'm not going to get into that. I understand your point. I just am at the point in my life where texting is the communicative factor in almost every scenario. And if you want,
no,
you could call.
No, but some topics graduate out of that. No, no, Tausch, that's not right. Some topics graduate out of text. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's right again.
Text was when you texted me yesterday.
Oh, he's right again. Oh, Evan, great take on Daniel Jones. Oh, Evan's right again. All right, get out of here, Cohen. We're good. Right, we're done. We're good with you. Oh, he's right again. Oh, have a great part.
Wait, no, this will be good.
Oh, your room temp. By the way, your room temperature pizza take almost as bad as the Paul George take. So
I don't like you need scalding hot pizza. I don't. Okay,
but room temperature is different than being nice and warm.
I'm Team Evan.
I figured. Yep. Evan, you're so great. Oh, okay.
I wish I felt that way about myself because I don't. But, Couch, here's the final thing, okay?
It's got to be exhausting having everybody just constantly.
Would you let
AJ Hawk Tagovailoa-ing you? It's crazy.
Wilby, so Couch texted me yesterday. Are you around tomorrow? Because I know that, you know, you guys are not on the 4th of July. I said, yeah, 11:30 your time I can do. If that works for you, have Jesse send me the calendar invite so I have it on my calendar. Dad says, okay, great. Calendar invite comes in today for 11:15. where was the miscommunication here?
I'm not sure.
I'm sure old Jelly.
What's with those two?
Jesse's checking his phone right now if you're watching on the video stream.
Yesterday at 6:17 p.m., while I'm on the air, by the way, the Great Dane Huddle, Monday nights on ESPN Madison, send Evan an invite to join at 11:15 tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Couch, look at your text messages for me. What did I write you?
Okay, so you said 11:30. I knew we wouldn't get to you at 11:15. I knew it would be closer to 11:20, and I knew you were going to go long. So I did this on purpose. Yeah.
God, what, you're good.
What do you want me to You want to criticize me for understanding
45 minutes later than when
for
he asked?
Understanding how our show works and understanding
chess.
How you work? It's actually perfect that I executed it the way that I did. Yeah. Okay?
Sorry, Bobby Fischer. My bad. I didn't realize you were
I gotta be honest. I'm gonna agree with Tausch on this one. He was thinking ahead. Evan,
there you go.
I will reach out later this afternoon for our exclusive Evan and Wilde podcast just for Pratik Patel. I look forward to recording that with you.
Justin and I are gonna record on the Clippers bench for this season. Look out, ladies and gentlemen. Wisconsin on demand for that one.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
See you guys.
I thought you retired from guest booking.
Trust me, I want to. I want to. I do.
I have to. I
it's
know you
so
gave me a...
funny. Like, you guys are so. I'm not saying you're scared of
wait
Evan,
a minute. Whoa,
but
whoa.
This love
stop
festival.
What you're doing. Stop. Because
I'm just telling you.
We just finished the segment on me being Team Tausch that you were thinking ahead on the timing. I was supporting that, even though I think it was a lie, frankly. I was still very supportive of it.
It wasn't a lie. Thank you, Jason. That's very nice of you. Thanks.
All right. We need to get to Woe Nelly, and it's already 11:44. That's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
How's it go, baby? Go, go, go.
Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
So I mentioned the Great Dane Huddle took place last night on 100.5 ESPN Madison. show that I've been hosting throughout this spring and summer. And before the show got started, I fulfilled my promise of getting dinner with Mike the Wedding DJ. There we are at the Great Dane Hilldale location. Tausch set us up.
Handsome fellas right there.
Tausch set us up. We got dinner. We talked for a good 45 minutes before I hopped onto the show. We had a wonderful time. Great getting to know Mike.
Was your two biggest takeaways from Mike the Wedding DJ?
Went to college with Greeny and finished ahead of him in the Northwestern School of Broadcasting.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
That's impressive.
I think we were looking for what takeaways did you have from dinner that would make you better, because that was the whole idea.
Oh, we didn't even get
you
to
spending that time.
We didn't actually talk about music at all.
Okay, good stuff.
I also enjoyed the fact you sent this photo without any context whatsoever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you know who it was?
I thought it was like a Dolphins assistant coach.
He does
I thought it was Joe Philbin for a second.
He does love his Miami Dolphins. He does love his Dolphins. A lot of conversation about Tua as part of our dinner last night.
What about Hawks?
Nope, none of that. But
you are so predictable.
What?
Man.
What? Mike?
You're so predictable.
Now that I know the joke.
Whoa, Nelly!
What Mike suggested?
You think Paula knows all about that, or is that something you're going to broach over the holiday weekend?
Whoa, Nelly!
Wow!
Whoa, Nelly!
What do you mean, wow?
Well, again, now that I know what it is.
Whoa, Nelly!
Grow up.
Is that all you got?
Yeah, that's it. It's 11:52. I'm done. I'm checked out.
All right. Hey, have a good ride up to wherever you're going, up north.
Tausch and I will close it out without
raffle.
You.
Are we doing any meat raffling? Because I want in if you're meat raffling.
Depends on the weather on Saturday. We actually do have the 9 holes of golf. You and a partner, between the two of you, finish a combination of 9, either Coors Lights or hot dogs. So, like, if I'm partnered with Joe, we're playing 9 holes, I could do 2 dogs, 2 beers. He has to do, 3 and 3 then? To get to whatever adds up to 9. That was 3 and 2.
6 plus 4 is 10.
Yeah, I messed it up.
Yeah. Okay. So.
I just want an answer on the pool,
so
Jesse.
Is it 10 and 10? Is it...
No, it's 9.
And by the way, how the heck did we start talking about your golf game? I asked you about a meat raffle.
We're not going to the meat raffle because we got the big golf challenge on Saturday. But
hey,
if it
Jesse,
rains,
can you please
we'll
tell us
how
many
raffle.
Hot dogs you're going to eat when you're golfing? That was not the question that was posed.
Not, it was
you're
going to
do bowling? You're going to play bocce ball with Penelope? Like, well, none of those questions. So I guess you could have just said, Tausch, we're not doing a meat raffle. And that would probably
we might do the meat raffle if it rains. That was the whole point of why I brought up the golf situation.
When are you going to talk to Becca about buying our pool?
Well, she's got to get home from camping. She's camping without me right now. So she's in like Canada or something. I can't even get to her.
Yeah. Okay.
On my own.
Well, good luck packing all by yourself for your big trip up north. I'm a little bit concerned about that. Seriously, Jesse, are you leaving right now? Like, do we need to get Riley to produce the last segment?
No, I'm not leaving until tomorrow morning. I'm fine. Like, I got a long day yet here. We're good.
Thank you for your service. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Brewers.
It doesn't look like there's any wiltage coming.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
I think this is going to be a team that gets better and better as their youth gets more and more experience.
Covering the crew all summer on 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around.
Jesse, you can't leave for vacation without giving us the winning dad joke for our Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
And it's even a window joke from Adam and Madison. What did the window say when it was arrested? I've been framed.
Adam, nicely done.
Awesome. So well executed. That's it for us. That's it for Jesse for the week. Enjoy your vacation. Let me know about that pool. Tausch, good luck with your Pella ad. Have a great day, everybody. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.